This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The International Monetary Fund has approved a $4.3 billion loan to South Africa to combat the coronavirus pandemic. South Africa, the most developed country on the African continent, is experiencing a sharp economic contraction as the country grapples with more than 452,500 cases. That's the world's fifth highest coronavirus caseload. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has made available $100 million in emergency aid to 10 resource-challenged countries in Africa, the Middle East, and the Americas. So far this year, the office has allocated a record $225 million to 20 countries. $35 million will be granted to Yemen, which the agency says is facing the world's largest humanitarian crisis. Other main beneficiaries are Afghanistan, Colombia, Mozambique, Nigeria, and Pakistan. Wide-scale testing began Monday in the United States on two potential COVID-19 vaccines to determine their safety and effectiveness. U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, says an airstrike that was intended to target al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia earlier this year killed one civilian and wounded three others. That was a rare admission by the command. The findings were part of AFRICOM's second quarterly report on civilian casualties. It marks only the third time in AFRICOM's history that the command has said civilians were killed in Somalia as a result of U.S. airstrikes against Islamist militants. The death occurred from a U.S. strike on February 2nd in the vicinity of Jalib, Somalia. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.